But what about ESP? English for special purposes, English for specific purposes. Let's go to Chris Cunningham in Germany. Chris, business English and ESP are often seen as being very similar. What differences do you see between them?
Okay, well, I think often there's not a black and white difference between the two. I mean, ESP is probably more English for special purposes or specific purposes. So, for example, industry or company-specific jargon, which is important for that particular field, that particular profession, for example, medical English. But typically our courses would include both elements, general business English and ESP.
You're listening to Business Teaching Skills from the BBC World Service. And there we heard Chris Cunningham from KMP Sprachen Service in Germany talking about the differences between business English and English for special or specific purposes, ESP.